Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, which we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are currently in Seder Taros. We are in Mishnah Perek Zayin Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. And the Mishnayos here have been talking to us about what to do with the interactions of an Ama Aretz and a Chaver, two people, one of whom is strict to the standards of Tumah and Tara, and the other one is not. And so the Mishnah says, "Hamaniach umanim b'soch beso." What if who is a chaver, who's careful about the tumah v'tara? I leave experts, workers in my house, and I have them working, and I assume that the workers are not necessarily as careful. Now the Mishnah is assuming, unlike yesterday, the Mishnah is assuming over here that workers are going to touch everything in the house. So Habayis Tamei Devar Meir. Meir continues with his position from yesterday that the house is going to be Tamei because everything is going to be open for them to move and touch and be involved with. But Chachamim Omrim Eino Tamei Ela Ad Malkum Shem Yichon Lifshod Es Yadam B'Liga. The Chachamim continue within their position. They say the only things that are going to be Tamei are the things that they're going to reach out and touch. And we pass in that way the Halacha. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Eishas Chavish Sheiniach. What if a woman who's careful about Tara, Aisha's Chaver, we say the wife of a Chaver is like a Chaver, and she lets her neighbor, her next door neighbor, who is a not as careful, and she doesn't accept those responsibilities, and I let her go use the millstone or the mixer in my house. I have the mixer, she doesn't, and then I leave her for a couple of minutes to go into the front door for the Amazon driver, right? So Paskari Chaim. If the millstones are stopped, right, or the mixer, yeah, I don't hear the mixer moving. So if in such a situation, Habayis Tamei, we assume the reason why it stopped is because she stopped working. If she's still in the house, she's probably moving all over the place, and we assume the house is going to be Tamei. Lo Paska Reichayim, if the millstone didn't stop, Ein Tamei Ela Ad Malkum Sheyachol Lishol Desyad Avliga, we assume that the only thing that's going to be Tamei is the place where she could stick out her hands and touch. Ayushtayim, what if there were two women in the house who were both Amei Aretz? So Benkach Benkach Abay is Tamei, in either way the house is Tamei. She'achat Tochenes v'achas Meshameshes. Because in that situation, one woman is probably using the mixer while the other one's standing around. And when she's standing around, she's shoving her hands all over the place. And that is the position, Divrei Reb Meir, that is Reb Meir's position. V'chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim disagree. They say, Ein Tamei Elad Makum Shein Yecholim Livshod Es Yadam B'Liga. They continue in their position that we talked about yesterday, namely, with the assumption that that the women, like the men, only touch the places that are available in front of them. Not all over the place as though there's nothing involved. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.